front, the Republicans have won control of the Senate in the U.S. midterm elections, increasing their power in the final 2 years of Barack Obama's presidency. The party won in Arkansas, Colorado, Iowa, Montana, North Carolina, South Dakota, and West Virginia. It is expected to post more gains as votes are counted in other states. Republican senators said the result was a vote against a government that the people can no longer trust. About one-third of the Senate, the entire House of Representatives, 36 of 50 state governors and countless state and local officers were up for elections. Throughout the campaign, Republicans focused on voter dissatisfaction with Mr. Obama, a Democrat, describing the vote as a referendum on his presidency. Now to the U.S., where political analysts are predicting a tough time for Democrat President Barack Obama, as Republicans are now in control of both the House of Representatives and the Senate. This follows a midterm election held in the U.S. Pollster Ben Efson is on the line to give us insight into U.S. political elections. Good afternoon, Mr. Efson.
Good afternoon to all listeners.
What do you make of the U.S. midterm election results?
Well, thank you. You know, it is called midterm because it falls in the middle 2 years, the middle of a president's term. And clearly, it's like a referendum on the president. And if you realize that two of the most ardent Democratic states in the U.S., Maryland and Massachusetts, were won by Republican candidates, then you have an idea that it reflects on the lowest rating that President Obama has ever had, not beyond 40%. So I think it's a wake-up call for Obama, because he's on his final term. So he has to make sure that he does well so that whoever inherits him as a Democratic candidate will be able to do well in 2 years' time.
Mr. Efson, how easy or difficult will it be for President Barack Obama to waddle his way through getting things done his way, probably?
He's going to have a hell of a time, because the Republicans needed only 6 seats to be able to control states to control the Senate, and they now have more than the 6 seats. So it is going to be very, very difficult, because the Republicans control Congress already. And it's going to have a great lock, because if the two bodies react and reject his amendments or his policies, he has a right to veto. So it is going to be a trap that the Republicans should not fall in, because he may introduce grassroots-friendly programs which may go against the Republicans' grain. Now, when they decide to fix the Obama presidency by not agreeing, they will come out as anti-people. So Obama and the Republicans will have to play it very well, because otherwise the U.S. voters will change their views 2 years' time.
Mr. Obama has 2 more years to complete his tenure. How do you see his exit, considering the huge popularity that surrounded his entry?
Generally, presidents on their last term, that is their final terms in office, are a bit reckless. You know, their first term, they need the political parties, their own political party, to be able to stave off challenges. They need goodwill to be able to go into the second term. Once they get there, they tend to be a bit reckless. Now, he's proven to be a very smart politician. The person who is likely to be the Democratic candidate, Hillary Clinton, is also shrewd. But Obama, for the next 2 years, will have to navigate against a system which is controlled by the Republicans. And this is where his ingenuity will have to come in, because he's not going to have it easy.
Before you take leave of us, political analysts have drawn similarities between U.S. politics and that of Ghana's. What lessons are there in for Ghana this time?
I find it difficult to draw the similarities. You know, these are for like our parliament. The only thing that theirs is two, Senate and the Congress. So if midterm you lose, you have difficulty in pushing things through. if a, like a system like ours, if a government 2 years to time, things are difficult, and a year before elections, things improve in terms of economy and so on, that president has a better advantage of natural success than the U.S., where if the president is not smart, the Senate and the Congress, controlled by the Republicans, will frustrate his ability to try and deliver and make his party unpopular.